الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد Respected Ulama Ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we know, it is our Shab Guzari weekly gathering that takes place in Masjid al-Hilal, normally on a Friday night. However, due to the expectation, obviously the announcement has been made that tomorrow night will be the night of Eid. That is why this week the schedule was adjusted slightly. Before we continue, make an appeal. There are a lot of brothers that are standing around in the back. Some are engaged in conversations. Voices are raised in the masjid. First of all, this is Ashratu Sa'a, signs of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rafa'atil aswatu fil masajid, that voices will be raised in the masjid. Masjid is a place of decorum. Allah's zikr, for us to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, my respected brothers, we make this humble appeal. Let us try and take part in the Ijtimai Amal. A lot of brothers are still standing at the back. Let us not create this type of environment. Come and sit closer. Allah Ta'ala doesn't just reward us for the action. Allah Ta'ala rewards us for the mujahada and the sacrifice that is attached to the action. Many of us have already formed this mindset about that Eid has started. So there's a little bit of extra mujahada that's required from us to take part in the amal of deen. So Allah is not just going to reward us for the action, Allah is going to reward us for that extra mujahada also. So let us create an environment of going closer to the call, to the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally in our Shab Guzaris throughout the world, one important amal takes place, that is the Taleem of the Hayatul Sahaba. In our main Marakis, it happens daily. Taleem of Hayatul Sahaba, normally after Isha Salah. One is our Ijtimai collective Taleem, that is Fazail-e Amal, Fazail-e Sadaqat, daily in our Masajid, when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. The other is what we call Infiradi Taleem, individual Taleem. This is also something that is very, very important for us to become fikrmand, concerned, worried, that no day must pass but that I must learn something. Ya Badar, la an taghdwa fata'allama ayatan min kitabillah khayrun laka min an tusalli 100 rak'ah. Oh, kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How beautifully, what a lovely targhib and encouragement Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us. Oh Abu Zar, lan taghdwa, every morning that you leave your house, let it be ta'allama ayatan min kitabillah, you learn at least one ayat. Learn something new every day, min kitabillah, from the book of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Abu Zar, this is better for you than reading 100 rakats of nafil salah. Now work it out, my respected brothers, how long will it take you to read 100 rakats of nafil salah? And how many of us every day actually read even 10 rakats of nafil salah? Better than that, to learn one ayat. So this infiradi taleem, daily for us to have the shauq, this inclination, that every day, not a day must pass, but that I must learn something. And those of us engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, for our infiradi taleem, we have been given this beautiful compilation of the incidents of the lives of Sahaba Ikram. That let us daily take out time. Today we've got no excuse. Hayatu Sahaba is in Arabic because mashallah there's more than adequate translation in Urdu, in English also. So this once a week in our Shab Guzari, Hayatu Sahaba Talim takes place. Not so that we do once a week Talim of Hayatu Sahaba, no. It is just to create the thirst, create the affinity, create the connection with Hayatu Sahaba. So that every day, encourage our children, encourage our families at home also. Through this we will learn the mizaj, the temperament, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talk about this in our work of Dawat and Tabligh. This is the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to bring alive the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are doing the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is to talk about something that we have no understanding of. And the other is to have an understanding of it, to have a connection with it. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرًا. Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, call to Allah, engage in the work of Dawat and Tabligh with basirat, with conviction, with perception, with understanding. That basirat, perception, conviction, understanding is impossible unless we have in front of us practically the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the shining, beautiful stars, guiding stars which Allah gave us. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْهِمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. Allah, when He speaks of the Sahaba in the Quran, Allah says, we made Iman beloved to them. We made kufr, fusuq, isyan, disobedience, fisk, fujur, hated to them. This is that jamaat ikhtarahumullah li suhbati nabiyhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah selected and chose them for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are like shining stars, guiding stars. By gaining an understanding, a perception of the lives of Sahaba, that is the road to take us to the true emulation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, that is a separate topic on its own, just by way of introduction. With this niyat and intention, what seed we plant in Ramadan, inshallah, the khair and barakat of it will last for the rest of the year. So let every one of us plant this seed in Ramadan. Tonight make this niyat that inshallah, if you don't have the capacity for half an hour, 1 hour, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. But every day we'll take out some time and make talim of Hayatu Sahaba. Say inshallah. This will create that connection, and then not just connection, we will be doing the work with the conviction that we are not just saying this is the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have understood it. We can see it. That is the beauty of Hayatu Sahaba. It translates for us what Madina Munawwara was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This chapter which we are reading from, one incident. The reason I'm mentioning the chapter is that one very important part of Hayatu Sahaba is to read the incident with this in mind, that why did Mawlana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali bring this particular incident under this particular heading. Because really one beauty about Hayatu Sahaba is, for example, in our ishtimas, at the end of the ishtima they have hidayat in the last day. Today also we heard after Zohar hidayat talk. By you have returned from the path of Allah, you're going home, what is the hidayat? You are going out in the path of Allah, what is the hidayat? I met one alim, I remember many years ago, 94. He was Amir of our Jamaat on one tashkil in Pakistan for about 10 days. So I asked him one day, look like young, mashallah, that time I was much younger, but maybe he was about 35, 40 years of age. So, in the Duran of the Tashkil, one day I asked him, I said, Bhai, how much time have you actually spent in Jamaat? Major Tashkils. So he said, 1 year two times, 1.5 year two times. 1 year in the path of Allah two times, and 1.5 years. That time they used to have Jamaats for 1.5 years. Now our elders have restricted it to 1 year. So he said, 1.5 year two times and 1 year two times. And then in that he mentioned, he said that normally the 1 year Jamaats used to go out in June. I remember in 93 they gave us Karguzari that in that 1 year 28,000 Jamaats went out in the path of Allah from Raiwil Markaz. So this is why we are given this encouragement, by go for 4 months. Go to our Marakis. Another whole world will open up in front of you. Having this cocoon and restricted perception, just staying in our one cocoon, that is not the mizaj of the tabligh that Rasulullah SAW put Sahaba Ikram upon. Like we heard the other day, Sulaiman gave Karguzari. Person, 100 years of age, going out for 1 year, walking in the path of Allah. At the age of 100. Like that, you'll come across Jamaats. Person is deaf and dumb, spending 7 months in the path of Allah. So a whole another world will open up in front of us. And this is what we are told, mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In dunya, you must become content. Problem is today, we are not content in dunya. Dunya, we are always trying to expand. Whereas the mizaj of Shariat is when it comes to dunya, keep looking at people that have less than you. Don't look at those that got more than you. It's a separate topic, but today, mashallah, for security purposes, a lot of us are moving into these complexes. Moving away from the centers, going into a different type of lifestyle, where primarily what is happening is we are cutting ourselves off from the general masses. And when you move into a complex, mashallah, security is there, certain standard of home, architecture has to be a certain standard, the tiling has to be a certain standard, the paving has to be a certain standard, you have to maintain the decorum or the rules and principles of that complex. So what is happening? Automatically we are going directly against the mizaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said. He said, don't associate with those that have more in dunya than you. Don't surround yourself with those people. Not because they're gunegars or anything, because this is insan's nature. When you are going to move in circles of people that have more than you, you will always desire more. And this will break down the essence of making shukr to Allah. I remember a few years ago, there was one brother from Somalia, a very good friend of mine. So I invited him home one Friday after Jummah. So before we could sit down to eat, he walked to the tap, opened the tap, and then he looked around, looked at me. And he said, do you realize something? So I said, what? So he said, we are living in a continent, Africa. We are living in a continent where 90% of the people don't have this. So I said, don't have what? So he said, they don't have this that they can walk up to a metal tap, turn it and water will come out. 90% of the people in this continent don't have this. Ask our pedal Jamaats that are working in Zululand or in the outlying areas, how people, even up till now, sometimes 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, they have to walk, stand with a bucket, just to collect daily water. So how much shukr of Allah we are supposed to be making? When you go to West Africa, sometimes when you come back with this Karguzari, people think you don't know what you're talking about. They can't relate to it. Just to have a fridge in the house, just to have a fridge in the house is a luxury. Whole villages, no electricity, no running water. All these things Allah has made easy for us. But why we don't make shukr? Because we've surrounded ourselves with people that got more. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Unzuru ila man huwa asfala minkum wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum fa huwa ajdaru alla tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum." Allahu Akbar. Aisha, man ahabbun nasi ilayk, ya Rasulullah, who you love the most? He said Aisha without hesitation. Man ahabbun nasi ilayk, Aisha. That's another topic, I'm not going into the details, but إِذَا أَرَدْتِ اللُّحُوقَ بِعَيْشَىٰ Aisha, if you want to be with me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in akhirat, one of the three hidayah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her, Aisha, he loved the most. He passed away بَيْنَ نَخْرِ وَسَحَرِ, his head leaning on the chest of Aisha. And yet, إِذَا أَرَدْتِ اللُّحُوقَ بِعَيْشَىٰ if you want to be with me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in akhirat, then avoid the company of the rich. Avoid the company of those that have more than you. Mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is. He said, in dunya, if your gaze will go to those that have less than you, and in deen your gaze will go to those that have more than you. Who is our gaze supposed to be going towards in deen? Ashabu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They set a standard, it is impossible for us to reach it. Today, unfortunately, when it comes to deen, mashallah, I make my salah. And his gaze is on those who don't make salah. Or if he is paband with salah, and maybe he's fasting, then his gaze is, mashallah, I keep roza, they don't keep roza. Or I am doing this, they are not doing that. If he's giving 3 days a month, his gaze is on that. If he's giving 40 days a year, his gaze is on that. In deen, we are supposed to look at those that are giving more qurbani than us. And this is why this hidayat is given by regularly go to our marakis. Go for 4 months. Go to Raiwin. Go and see the type of qurbani that's being given. Come out of our cocoons. There, if you go into Raiwin Markaz, you take the name of this Maulana, like I said, in 94, I was in Tashkil with him. They won't even know who you're talking about. And yet, 1 year twice, 1.5 year twice. That type of qurbani and sacrifice. That type of qurbani and sacrifice, yet no recognition. No special acknowledgement that if he walks in, mashallah, Shaykh, Hazrat, come, put red carpet, no. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, who is sitting by his grave and crying. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who sees him, Ya Muaz, ma yubkik, Muaz, why are you crying? So he said, Dhakartu qawla sahibi hadha al-qabr. ذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ صَاحِبِ هَذَا الْقَبْرِ I remembered something that I heard from the resident of this grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something I heard from the resident of this grave. So he said, what did you hear? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْأَبْرَارَ الْأَتْقِيَاءَ الْأَخْفِيَاءَ First part, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ بَارَزَ اللَّهُ بِالْمُحَارَبَةِ Today, we have become the morsels that are being chewed up by the enemies of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have reached a level of degradation and humiliation unparalleled in the history of Islam. We are being kicked from pillar to post. Ostensibly, no help of Allah is coming. Malaika are not descending. This was a time when the Ummah raised his hands. Abshir ya ummata Muhammad, faqad atakumul ghaus. Malaika would come down, become happy, O the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The help of Allah has come. These are not fairy tales, this is reality. Today that same ummat, why are the malaika not descending? Why is Allah's help not coming? You'll get enlightened, advanced thinkers, contemporary so-called scholars of Islam, they'll give you a lot of fancy ideas. We need to expand our worldly education. We need our youth to excel in certain fields. Our technological, scientific know-how needs to be honed. All that is in his place. But weigh that in the light of Quran and Hadith. Simple. Mullah Ibrahim Devla Sahab, Daun Barakatu, 95 years of age, Allah give him long life. Almost every bayan, simple solution by, you don't need a fancy tafsir, you don't need some advanced commentary. Allah is saying, and this is sunnatullah, this is qawlun fasal ma huwa bil hazal. This is uhkimat ayatu thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. This is la yatihil batil min bayn yadayhi wala min khalfi tanzeelun min hakimin hamid. This is Quran, and this Quran challenges you. Doubt it at your peril. This is haq, this is the absolute truth. Solution has been given. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul la'allakum turhamun. When this ummah collectively, not ati'illah, ati'ullah, collectively when this ummah will obey Allah and obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no one will be able to swallow up this ummah. Allah's rahmat will rain down upon this ummah. That is Quran. And what's the converse? What's the converse of that? When the collective disobedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take place, Allah's rahmat will not come. We want the rahmat, we want the du'as to be accepted, we want the situation to change. Solution is simple. What Quran is telling us, obey Allah collectively, not one man's obedience, not one man's ibadat, not one man's spiritual perfection. Ati'u, plural. Bring the ummah, the collective ummah onto Allah's obedience and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. You will receive. لَعَلَّ بِمَعْنَ الْوَاجِبِ Ibn Kasir rahimahullah. لَعَلَّ in Arabic means perhaps. Perhaps. But when it is said in relation to Allah, Ibn Kasir, other mufassirin, they say بِمَعْنَ الْوَاجِبِ. Without a doubt, Allah's rahmat will descend. So we want the du'as to be accepted. We want the conditions to change. We want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. Allah has kept it in deen, in bringing alive His obedience, the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in matters of deen, our gaze has to go to those who are ahead of us. Umar, his whole life, what a beautiful example. I competed. With who? With Abu Bakr. Right till the end. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, a'mal. He could have encouraged us to excel in worldly fields. Could have encouraged us to excel in other things. Man asbaha minkum sa'ima. In our language, put it, out of the blue, one day, suddenly, Man asbaha minkum sa'ima. Who is fasting today? Abu Bakr, ana ya Rasulullah. Man at'ama minkum miskina. Who has fed a poor person today? Ana ya Rasulullah. Man ada minkum maridha. Who visited a sick person today? Ana ya Rasulullah. Man atba'a minkum janaza. Who followed a janaza today? Ana ya Rasulullah. The greatest of the ummah. Why? Because he excelled in amal. They didn't become complacent. They competed with one another, but in amal. Today we are competing in dunya. We can't see the next person get ahead of us. We can't see the next person get ahead of us. That mizaj is supposed to be there. That's correct. That's Shariat wants that. You are not supposed to be able to see the next person get ahead of you. Bayat Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that if a man becomes complacent in his deen and he's not competing, that is the destruction of his deen. Supposed to compete. But in thee, not dunya. Ours, we've twisted it around. You'll have sleepless nights. Why, my neighbor's shop is doing better than my shop. Sleepless nights. He imported one new line. I'm not importing that. Sleepless nights over dunya. Rasulullah ﷺ said, this is a recipe, ajdar. Allah tazdaru ni'matallahi alaykum. You will never appreciate and make shukr for Allah's ni'mat if your gaze goes towards the dunya of people. If you stay in the company of those that have more dunya than you. Sahaba, it was the other way around. Look at how he encouraged them towards a'mal. How he encouraged them towards a'mal. Who is fasting today? Who followed a janaza today? Who visited a sick person today? Who fed a poor person today? And every time, the greatest amongst them, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, was the greatest in this. They never became complacent. They never took their deen and their qurbani for granted. Allah forgive us today, even our tabligh has become comfortable tabligh. Comfortable tabligh. Get your dunya sorted out and then whatever is left over after that for tabligh. One jamaat once left Medina to go to Makkah. Normally they call it Mastura, these places where you stop on the way. Nowadays, mashallah, with the supersonic train, this experience is no more there. But in the olden days, they used to stop. And very nice grilled fish you get with rice, served very simple style, very tasty also. So like that, one or two jamaats, one car had gone ahead, so the one car stopped first. So by the time the second car came, there was just left over the bones of the fish and a little bit rice. So that jamaat got ready to carry on with the food. They said, no, wait. Those places you get a lot of cats also running around. So they said, you know what, let's give this to the cats. And we'll order fresh for y'all. So Maulana Farooq Makki was there with that jamaat. He said, Ajeeb thing. He said, bacha hua khana janwaro ke liye. The leftover food, let us give it to the animals. We won't eat that. We'll eat fresh. Or bacha hua waqt Allah ke deen ke liye. And our leftover time, what is left over, after we've sorted out our worldly things, that we give to the deen of Allah. And then we want hidayat to come. Mawasir Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hatta, la yakunu juhdu ahli deen liddeen akthar min juhdi ahli dunya liddunya ashra marat la yati nusratul haqiqiyya min Allah. Until this comfortable tabligh is not tabligh. Tabligh on tartib goes against the very grain of what Rasulullah ﷺ established. Read the seerah. And when you sit or you listen to the hidayat of our elders, Ma Ibrahim Sahib, others, Ma Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali sent us for 1 year. Then after 1 year we wrote back. They also, some of them just farig, new wife, just starting off in life. 1 year in the path of Allah, Arab countries, end of the 1 year, right, the karguzari. Many times, we hear this. Wrote back to say that, alhamdulillah, ab thori si rujhan ho rahi. People's attention slowly starting to turn towards the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat, kya mashwara hai? Yusuf Sahib Ramtullah will write back, spend another 1 year. No question asked. No objection. Another 1 year. And then at the end of that 1 year, now more attention is coming, spend another 1 year. What was this? That which Quran tells us, لَحَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ Tabligh, that is the object. Not this comfortable tabligh. Like one area, we were there in Raiwin, Karguzari came, mashallah, ab to so many weekly jamaats are coming out, so many monthly jamaats are coming out, so many masjidwar jamaats, the work has been established in our area. This is happening, that is happening, that is happening. One of our kabirin was listening to this karguzari. He asked two questions. He said, "Bhai, mashallah, ab to bahut khush hai, you're very happy, lot of work is taking place. I have only two questions for you. One question, in your area, is there any bazaar that when azan is called out, closes? Is there any bazaar that when azan is called out, every Muslim closes his shop and goes to the masjid?" He said, "Is tarah ka to nahi hota hai." "No, there isn't anything like that." Second question, "In your area, is there any masjid, where the majma of Fajr Salah and the majma of Juma Salah is the same?" He said, "Woh to nahi hai." So the pity, ab khush kis cheez par ho raha hai? You becoming happy on what? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? "Man fatatu salatun wahida fa ka'annama wutira ahlu wa maluhu." He said, it is one salah, one Muslim missing one salah, the destruction he has caused is the equivalent of the destruction of all his wealth and his entire family. This is hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are complacent on what? I gave my chilla, I gave my 3 days, I'm attending Shab Guzari, I gave my time. As if the focus has become the tartib rather than the goal. Masir Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, "Hatta la yakun juhdu ahli ddeen liddeen akthar min juhdi ahli dunya liddunya ashra marat." You go out for 40 days, you go out for 4 months, what dawat we are giving? Dunya is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. That's what we are saying. Dunya is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. Deen ukhrijat lin nas, kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best. You have been taken out for the hidayat of humanity. Nothing superior to the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dunya not equal to a wing of mosquito. Nothing superior to the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this muqabla. Look at this comparison. And yet, person spends 4 months, and at the end of the 4 months, you ask him what his jazba, not what he says, what his jazba in his heart is, "I have to get back to my business as quickly as possible so I can recover what I lost in the 4 months." This is where the tartib has become the focus rather than the object. The object is batil has to break. The object is every masjid, the Juma Salah Majma and the Fajr Salah Majma has to become the same. Then the tide is going to change. Not before that. Because till that time, we are giving preference to the wing of the mosquito over what is more valuable than anything in this world. One engineer once, when we were in Kuala Lumpur, they took us to visit the Petronas Towers. That time, that was regarded as the highest building in the world. Now, mashallah, even the shepherds are trying to put up the highest building. Ashratu Sa'ah, the signs of Qiyamat. Ri'asha yatatawaluna fil bunyan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Jibreel when he asked him, "Matasa'ah mal mas'ulu anha bi'alama min as-sa'il." The one who's asking and the one who's answering both don't know. Only Allah knows when is Qiyamah. Akhbirni an amaratiha. What are the signs? One of the signs? He said, you will see the shepherds of the Middle East, Ri'asha, nomads, desert dwellers, yatatawaluna bil fil bunyan. They'll start competing with one another to see who can put up the tallest building. This is literal translation of the hadith of Rasulullah. So that time, they used to say Petronas Tower, so that one engineer who took us on ziyarat, he was describing, he said, "I was involved in the engineering of this building." So he says, as they put this building up, you get a phase, they call it the concrete pouring phase. In other words, up to a certain height, they build two boundary walls. And then this cavity between the two walls, at the concrete pouring phase, they pour boiling, molten, hot concrete between this cavity till it solidifies. Then they do the next level and they go higher and higher. Structurally, for the building to be sound, this is necessary. So he says each time that this concrete pouring phase takes place, the entire structure shakes because of the weight. And inevitably, when that happens, one or two of these workers will fall. They'll slip. And when they slip and they fall into this cavity, already the machines are pouring the molten concrete. So it's impossible to reach them in time, because the concrete will have already solidified around the living body of that person, causing him to suffocate and die before they can reach him. True or untrue, Allah knows best. This is that person's report. He says, you see this building? He said, this is the living Qabristan of 160 people. 160 people are buried in the concrete of this building. We hear of all these countries that want to put up soccer stadium and this stadium, and then talk about human rights, violation of labor forces, etc., etc. This is the type of qurbani people are giving for dunya. For dunya, this type of qurbani. And what does Masir Khan Sahib say? Until the juhud and qurbani and sacrifice, Allahu Akbar. What kind of sacrifice they gave? Ala tastansiru lana. Allah, ala tad'u lana. Ya Rasulullah, won't you make dua for us? When is Allah's help going to come? What kind of sacrifice? Read the seerah, sahaba. Sumayya radiyallahu anha, Abu Jahl Mal'un, takes a spear, pokes it into the most private part of her body. We read it in Fazail-e Amal. This whole family, tortured with burning flame of coal and fire. Sumayya radiyallahu anha, Ammar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Yasir, the father, Sumayya the mother, Ammar the son. Whole family, Allah's Rasul would pass them and he would say to the fire, Ya Nar, Kuni, Bardan wa Salaman ala Ali Yasir, Kama Kanat ala Ibrahim alayhi salam. O fire, like you became a source of coolness and security to Ibrahim alayhi salam, become a source of coolness and security to the family of Yasir. And he didn't say, Ya Allah, remove this torture. Ya Allah, remove this qurbani. Ya Allah, remove this hardship. What did he say? Sabran ya Ala Yasir. Sabran ya Ala Yasir. O Ala Yasir, make sabr, make sabr, make sabr. Fa inna mu'idakum al-jannah. Because in return for this qurbani, Allah is promising you jannah. They came and it's understandable. Ala tastansiru lana, ala tad'u lana, Ya Rasulullah, how much more, how much more, how much more? When is Allah's help going to come? Quran comes down, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leaning, he sits up. Yu'ta fi man kana qablakum. He said, in the nations of the past, for the same effort of hidayat. My sahaba, you are suffering for hidayat. So that Allah's oneness comes alive in this world. This da'wah that you are giving, because of that you are suffering. In the past the nations also suffered. How they suffered? Person was taken, crucified, tied to a staff. Yumshatu bi amshatil hadid, ma duna lakhmihi wa idamihi. The flesh from the bones of their bodies was separated. Yuta bi minshar hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the past a saw was brought and the man from head to toe, his body was cut into two pieces. And still they remained firm. We talk about end of Ramadan, istiqamah. This is istiqamah. Sahaba showed us what is istiqamah. Not to shake. Nothing dissuaded them from their goal and objective, regardless of the circumstances. Quran comes down. Do you think Allah's jannat is cheap? Am hasibtum an tadkhulul janna walamma ya'tikum mathalul ladina khalu min qablikum massathumul ba'sa wad darra wa zulzilu hatta yaqula ar-rasul wal ladina amanu ma'a mata nasrullah ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Do you think that you are just going to enter into jannat like that and the afflictions and hardships that befell the nations of the past have not yet befallen you? They were shaken, wazulzilu, until the Rasul and his companion said, Mata Nasrullah, when is Allah's help going to come? Listen, Allah, inna Nasrullahi qareeb. Allah's help is very near, but qurbani has to be given. Sacrifice has to be given. This is Allah's sunnah. There, on that occasion, he said, a lone woman will go from Sana'a in Yemen till Makkah and not one person will even look at her with a bad eye. That time is coming, my Sahaba. Allah's help will come. Hidayat will come. This Qurbani has to be given. So this is what Muasir Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say. Until and unless the people of Johad, of Dawat and Tabligh, their Qurbani does not supersede the people, the Qurbani people are giving for dunya 10 times. The true help of Allah will not come. We have to show Allah. We have to show Allah that deen is more valuable than dunya. Dunya, we are not complacent. We are running. Deen, we have become complacent. Our tabligh has become comfortable. How is the back of batil going to break? That is why golden principle Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us. He said, in dunya, look at those that have less than you and appreciate what Allah gave you. Stop the back door of dunya. Indeed, look at those that have more than you. One hadith, it comes that person who achieves this, he is a jannati on this earth, the mafhum of the hadith. And this is what he established among sahaba. This is what this hadith means. Who is fasting today? Who visited a sick person today? Who followed a janazah today? Who fed a poor person today? And this jazba among sahaba, each one trying to give more, trying to give more, so that the greatest amongst them, every time it is the same person, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr. Man anfaqa zawjain fi sabilillah. One Bukhari Sharif hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who spends in the way of Allah, he will enter to the doors of Jannat. And then in that hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the name of 4 doors. He said, one door of Jannat, shawq of Jannat, muzakara of Jannat, muzakara of Akhirat. We heard it in the dua that was made after Taraweeh tonight. That hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, in this month, increase la ilaha illallah, istighfar, increase asking Allah for Jannat, asking protection from Jahannam. In other words, the muzakara of this, the da'wat of this, the talk of this, not just dua. This was the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, one door is Babu Salah. One door of Jannat is called Babu Salah. Man kana min ahli salah, du'ya min babi salah. The one who strives in salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that door will call him. One door, babu sadaqah. Babu sadaqah. Spending. Du'ya min babi sadaqah. Some will be called through babu sadaqah. One door, babu jihad. Striving, du'ya min babil jihad. And I'm digressing, ajib. One door of Jannat reserved for the people who fasted. One door reserved for the people who fasted. But if you look at, even if you don't understand Arabic, excelled in salah, babu salah. Excelled in sadaqah, babu sadaqah. Excelled in jihad, babul jihad. So what it should have been? Excelled in fasting, babu sawm. But here the name changes. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man kana min ahli sawm, du'iya not min babi sawm. He said, du'iya min babi rayyan. Now what is this rayyan? Ulama say this is jaza min jinsil amal. Allah won't just reward you, Allah will reward you from the direction of your action. What this means? The word rayyan, ray in Arabic. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, lissa'im farhatan. There are 2 moments of great joy and rejoicing for a fasting person. There are 2 moments of great joy and rejoicing for a fasting person. One is the moment of iftar. It's a different matter that, mashallah, the way we stock the freezers and put pressure on the masturat with Haleem and Bhajia and Samosas and then Coca-Cola and then Pepsi and then Kalya and then rice and then this and that, that it's impossible to really get hungry. But Allah physiologically has made us such that thirst you can't avoid. So you get thirsty. No matter how much you try to fill the tank, thirst will still come. So this word ray in Arabic, the opposite of it is atshan. Atsha means where a person's lips become parched as a result of thirst. His tongue gets stuck to his palate. Mouth is absolutely dry. That's atshan, thirsty. Which must happen when you fast, especially in summer. And then when you, at the time of iftar, that joy. You don't just quench your thirst, you get that coolness. Farha. That when a person drinks to his heart content so that his thirst disappears and his whole physiology is filled with coolness and satisfaction, that in Arabic is called ray. So, jaza min jinsil amal. Before the fasting person enters Jannat, at the door he will be given the drink of Jannat that will quench his thirst to a height of excitement. Ray, his whole being will get full with coolness and then he'll enter into Jannah. Such a Jannah, this shock, this talk has come out. That time dates were freely available, grapes were rare in Medina. It was more expensive, it was a luxurious commodity. It should come from Yemen. So the Sahabi asked, "Hal min inab fil Jannah? Ya Rasulullah, will there be grapes in Jannah?" What this does? This translates for us the mizaj of Medina Munawara. This talk, you know, like some now, mashallah, Easter holiday is coming. People are already planning. So beforehand, they pull out the brochure. You know where I'm going? Some exotic destination, depending on the financial capability. What restaurants are there in the area? What type of food? What type of fruit is in season? Where you going to, naturally, people plan and they make inquiry. Sahaba, they used to make inquiry about Jannat. They used to ask about Jannat. Ya Rasulullah, are there grapes in Jannat? Is there this in Jannat? Because such a yaqeen for akhirat. Hal min aynab? Ya Rasulullah, are there grapes? He said, yes. So Ya Rasulullah, tell me one bunch of grapes. How big is it? Ghurab, masiratu ghurabin abqa. And look at how Rasulullah ﷺ will bring himself down to the level of his audience. These were simple people. So you're going to talk to them about cubic meters and astrological distance. They won't understand anything. They related, they were people of the ground, of the land. So they related to birds, to fish, to camels, to sheep, to animals. So Nabi ﷺ said, have you observed a crow? From a young age, hina faraha, when it's just born, starts flying, la yaqa, wa la yanthani, wa la yaftur, flies and flies and flies at maximum speed, doesn't pause, doesn't look down, doesn't hesitate, doesn't have to drink, doesn't have to rest, doesn't have to relax, it carries on flying for one full month, and it will cover the distance of one bunch of grapes in Jannah. Ya Rasulullah, if that is the size of one bunch, then what about one grape? How big is the one grape? So then Rasulullah smiles at him. And then also, right down to his level, did your father have taste a ram or an ewe? Mashallah, big size. And then he slaughters it, skins it, takes the skin, gives it to your mother, so that a pot or through the skin of that animal, a bag could be made to preserve water in the climate of the desert. This was something that was a paucity. They needed water. So they used to use the skin, particularly of a large animal, to make this bag in which they used to store water. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam describes that. Wasn't there this in your house? Your father slaughtered it, gave it to your mother. this huge bag which was used to collect water. So he said, yes. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you see the size of that bag, which is the skin of a ram or an ewe? That is the size of one grape in Jannah. So now this man is shocked. He says, idhan tushbi'uni wa ahli. He says, Ya Rasulullah, if one grape is like that, me and my whole family can eat, and the one grape won't get finished. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, wa ammata ashiratik. Bhai, if your whole tribe eats, the one grape won't get finished. Sure, inclination. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bukhari Sharif hadith, mentions the names of four doors of Jannah. Man kana min ahli salah, du'ya min babi salah. Wa man kana min ahli sadaqah, du'ya min babi sadaqah. Wa man kana min ahli jihad, du'ya min babi jihad. Wa man kana min ahli sawm, du'ya min babi riyan. Abu Bakr stands up, Ya Rasulullah, is there anyone in your ummah that all eight doors will call out his name? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it is you, Abu Bakr. Arju an takuna minhu. What was it? Amal. Amal, this musabaqat in amal. Allah forgive us. I digress, my respected brothers. Today our tabligh has become comfortable tabligh. The back of batil won't break on that. Badr, إِذْ يَعِدَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ. Allah says, you left Medina. You wanted the easy thing. غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ. But, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ. On easy, that's not going to happen. That's not Allah's system. Allah wanted to establish haq, and when Allah wanted to cut batil off at its root, for that the bigger qurbani had to be given. And that sabak was Ramadan. And yet many of us, Allah forgive us, in Ramadan, we step back. Whereas we were supposed to be increasing. Nevertheless, we've run out of time and I digress. This, mashallah, like we heard today after Zuhur, hidayat, in our ishtimaz, hidayat is given. This talim of Hayatul Sahaba, wallah, if we read the headings, just the headings, Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has put, every one of the usul, Rawangi Hidayat, Wapsi Hidayat, Hidayat for Gasht, Hidayat, all these usul and principles that are being given as to how the work has to be done, every one of these usuls is one heading in Hayatul Sahaba. And beyond that, and then incidents taken directly from the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba Ikram, showing us that this is not the mindset or the brainchild of some individual or some village in India, but this is mustanbat directly 14 centuries ago, Medina Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that لَيْ يُسْلِحَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوْلُهَا. Allah will make the islah of the last section of the ummah on that tartib and pattern which the first section of the ummah's islah took place. So one is to do it, and one is to do it with basira. This is why this encouragement, that daily take out time. What seed we plant in Ramadan, inshallah the khair and the barakat of it will permeate throughout the year. Sab karenge inshallah. This incident, inshallah, some other time will read. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu. Wa laka ash-shukru kullu. Wa laka al-mulku kullu. Bi yadika al-khayru kullu. Ala niyatu wa sirru. Allahumma la nuhsi thanana alayka. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Wa anzilhu al-maqa'd al-muqarrab indaka yawm al-qiyamah. Jazallah anna nabiyyana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا
وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ومأوانا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا. نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا. نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبتهم وذل لك جسمهم ورغم لك أنفهم وفاضت لك عبرتهم. اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعتين. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية. اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك بالإخلاص والاستقامة والعافية. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا للبر والتقوى وعذنا من شر الشيطان وشركه يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين ولا عن بابك مطرودين. ربنا تقبل منا. ربنا تقبل منا. لا تجعل حظنا من صيام الجوع والعطش ولا تجعل حظنا من قيام السهر والتهب. تقبل منا. تقبل منا. تقبل منا. إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله.